Hello and welcome to the Unusual Stories podcast. I am your host, Wojciech Salski, and in these episodes I will share my writing as well as thoughts on different topics that come to me as I put a pen onto a page each day. At the end of each reading, I will offer you a little insight to my thoughts and a nudge of inspiration to look into your own life and hopefully entertain ideas of your own choosing. I would like to add that if you find my work entertaining or insightful and would like to give back to my podcast, please follow the link in the description. Thank you for your support. You may not know where you're going, but as long as you have an aim, the road will take you somewhere. What does one say when there is nothing more to say? Thought the boy. He was sat in the living room, reflecting on the day and trying to come to terms with the way the world appeared to him. He was slightly drunk, which turned out to make all the difference, since his writing has suddenly taken an unforeseen turn. He remembered the poem by Robert Frost and chuckled. It was a Friday. And if only his love was by his side and his friends were not dealing with a breakup kind of a crisis, he would be likely jumping up and down to some forgotten tune, balancing on the edge of house and techno. Instead, since she was not around and his friends were dealing with just that, he was sat at home, sipping from the bottle and considering his options. "It ain't pretty," he thought. Sometimes the world seems great and big to us. Sometimes it appears small and unimportant. At times we are the heroes of our story. At times there are no heroes but the fallen ones by the wayside. These were but a few of the thoughts his alcoholized mind managed to tackle. He was sitting still, staring at the outrightly inconvenient screen, whose presence reminded him of the reasons he wanted to create and become something. A thought concerning the plethora of the writers before him and those yet to come sent a shiver down his spine. He didn't mean much, yet he sat there. "Just how far one must go to encounter reasons for their existence," he burped. "It's not much to be alive, even less to be alive and meaningless." Realizing his thoughts and actions were following Bukowski for some reason, the boy switched the plate on the mind's gramophone and jumped up with a new outburst of emotion spilling across the page. He was alive, that's what mattered. He was happy to be where he was, regardless the circumstances, and wanted to believe there is a reason for most of the things that his life brought to life. Trying to orient himself, he listed the few things he felt grateful for. The laptop and the writing were a part of that practice. He sat upright, took the last sip of a rather not so cold anymore beer, and looked at the initial statement, which was brought to his page by God himself a few moments earlier. "Do I even believe that?" he commented out loud, imagining ghosts of his past dancing around the table for some reason. "Do I even care to listen?" Since there were only a few things the boy really did adore in the world, apart from wondering about most of them the majority of his waking time, he wished to understand the nature of his wishes in the first place. It was as if a strange insider was dwelling within, coming up with reasons, goals, ideas, and ways to lead his life, even though there didn't seem to be much of a roadmap ahead of it all. He knew what he liked and learned with each day where his dislikes laid. He struggled with much, attempted at most, and cowered from a few, which was to indicate he was walking the path of so many. He was simply living out his legend, not necessarily and not at all times knowing what this legend may be. For his loved ones, he wanted to be more. For himself, he wanted to be whole. Sitting there, wondering about stuff and sipping Guinness, he finally found the courage to answer the sentence the higher power placed before him that night. "You may not know where you're going, but as long as you have a name, the road will take you somewhere." Nodding without assurance, he brushed off his ego and placed his heart in the pocket above his chest. It was a time to face the music. It was a time to dance. He looked at the many dreams dancing around the bonfire of his soul and smiled. "No matter what happens," one of them whispered, "we are happy to be here." "Even if for a moment," added another. In that moment, the boy knew what had to be done. Drawing the imaginary pen out of its sheath, he wrote these few sentences into existence, enabling himself and all those who were to explore his writing one day, in which he doubted from time to time, to live out their best life legend. First, lose your assumptions, for they do not matter. Then, lose your shame, for it is simply untrue. Finally, lose your expectations, for they are but a mirage. Dream. Dream and think. Think and learn. Learn and grow. Imagine, plan, execute and believe. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. He looked at the few verses which appeared out of the thin air. Amazed and taken aback, he wondered. Just how far one could go. Just how much one could do, just how well one could be, he recited the scripture engraved on his heart, if one was willing to try. "No one knows," whispered the wind outside. Thank you for listening to my story. Welcome back in our 9th season, which sounds completely ridiculous by now. I'm back. I'm here with another bunch of stories for you and ideas, I guess, worth sharing. I hope worth sharing with you. And this week, I must apologize for my throat. I'm a bit under the weather lately, so pardon my scratchy voice. I would like to talk about this story I've written last week. Very spontaneously, which for the most part my writing is spontaneous. I don't know how much you've heard about the way I write, but usually I sit down to the page, make a little prayer, and then allow my pen to write out a sentence, some sort of a thought or a screen image idea, and then I explore that concept. And I don't really edit my text too much. Not unless it's going into the book, of course. So this is pretty much a rough version. I've only made some mistakes and corrected them, you know, before reciting it for you. But what I found this time round was an interesting thing that I wrote it in quite a state. It was a Friday night. I knew that most of my friends are, you know, either out partying or spending time with their loved ones. And I was at home alone, and I was thinking about different things, you know, sipping on a beer and getting slightly drunk, to be fair. I think it must have been a third beer by then. And this text came around, which really did meander across different planes. It starts quite sadly, really. And if you listen to the first few paragraphs, let's say, they are quite morbid. At some point, I even thought that this is sort of Bukowski's vibe, with all its morbid ideas and alcohol in the background. But for the most part, I did enjoy writing it, and then when I read it out loud, and I thought about it for quite some time, I thought this is actually quite a hopeful one. And I guess the point for this episode, for you, whatever you're doing, whether it's artistic or sportive or career-wise or family-wise, whatever you're striving for, I think this episode is dedicated to all of you, which is all really, because we're all striving for something. Sometimes we just might not know what exactly we're striving for in that moment. And I guess this is a message of hope. you know, even in a state of rather far from productive and attractive state of mind, you know, being slightly drunk and literally just sitting down to write because I did not do that day. And I felt like I need to do it anyhow, regardless of how I feel. I usually write poems when I'm in a state of you know, some sort of alternative intoxication rather than texts. But I sat down in front of that screen, which screamed at me to do something. And even in that state, I managed to write something out that sounds quite okay, I think. Of course, you are there to judge and decide upon that. But something that I would like to share with you here is this final thought that really did pop into my head. And when I say I'm writing with the higher power by my side, I really do mean it. Whether it's just my imagination, it doesn't matter, maybe it's just placebo, but I do really feel that the majority of what I write is above me. And as far as I'm concerned, even with my articulation skills, I wouldn't be able to do that without this, you know, inner voice, whatever you call it. And maybe it's just practice, fair enough. It's, of course, I will not be discussing here whether or not what it is. I have no proof rather than my own experience, and that's very subjective, of course. But I wanted to give you here this little quote that I've written, and it really did make me feel like this is quite true and maybe a good inspiration and introduction to the ninth season, which is: first lose your assumptions, for they do not matter. Then lose your shame, for it is simply untrue. Finally, lose your expectations, for they are but a mirage. Dream, dream and think, think and learn, learn and grow. Imagine, plan, execute and believe. That's all it takes. Of course, it's easier said than done, but I do really believe and imagine that it is all it takes. Sometimes when we're going through some difficult moments or trying to overcome some sort of a challenge that seems a bit over our head, I guess it's important to remind yourself that your expectation of what will be is nothing like the reality, but according to your intention, something will show up that is probably even better for you than you would imagine, because who are you to think what's good or right for you, you know? And yeah, I guess it's not really that easy to explain rather than just to experience it. And maybe in this case, my invitation for you this week is to reflect on your successes from before, or some sort of, let's say, achievements or, you know, big moments in life that you've had, whatever that is, you're the one to judge them. And try to find in your memory the expectation you had about that thing versus how it came to pass. And maybe realize and notice whether or not there was something coming up and happening that would be even better for you than you thought was the right thing. And, you know, I don't know how to put it there other than out of my own experience. And for example, for me, it usually seems that, you know, I have a lot of plans and goals for the year, for example, or for a month or for a week. And oftentimes, the moment I'm focusing on one goal out of eight, the other seven are working. And this one that I'm focused on is sort of grinding away and nothing really happens. So, for example, I've been working deeply on my sports health and my financial health, and that led me to not focus that much and maybe be a little bit more loose about my relationships and my happiness with, in terms of, let's say, intimate relationships. And that's where some growth happened that I did not expect. And then I focused on another part, and that led me to get some more growth in the area of career and finance. So, you know, it almost feels like first you put some seed into the ground of your imagination, you put some intentions out there, and then you of course need to do some work. But as long as you're not holding on too strongly to what you expect to happen, something will happen. And often the moment we stop noticing that part of our life because we're just focused on something else, or we allow it to be, we let it go, so to speak, that's when it comes to pass. And it usually comes to pass better than we could have ever imagined. So yeah, that's my invitation for you this week, to maybe reflect on such a situation, whether or not you had that. And of course, other than that, I wish for you to plant those seeds and strive for those goals, whatever there might be. And I'm quite sure that they will come to pass for you, one way or another. On a different note, I don't know if you've noticed, but inspired by my friend, I've started inviting people to contribute to my podcast, maybe buy me a coffee, sort of a scheme. I heard that that's how people call it these days. And so if you find those episodes worthy and you would like me to commit more time to podcasting and less time to grinding away in different jobs to make my, you know, life happen, then I would be really grateful for your donation, for your support. But of course, I'll be here anyhow, so don't you worry. Other than that, have a beautiful week. Stay happy, stay healthy, and I'll see you next time.